anybody, certainly not the tremendous amount of inyanim that we have gunners in on Shana Rabbah, is definitely not in the niggle part of Chazal. It says there's, it's needn in the Chag, you needn on Mayim, so Mustamna, the end of the Chag is the important day. The extra Minhagim as the last day of a Preda from the Mizbeach and Aravis. But it's not really, it's really hard to be taif as a specific Nakuda in Chazal. But Yerushalmi says, there's a Yerushalmi that says, V'oisi yoim yoim midroishun, it's Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah, V'oisi yoim yoim midroishun, zu yoim atkiya, and yoim arav. It says the pasuk that we say at the end, by the end of Ashinus, the Shias HaMech, on oisi yoim yoim midroishun, that it's, there's 2 days when Klal Yisrael especially seeks HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is Rosh Hashanah, and one is Yom HaRava, which is Shana Rabbah. It says also the Amaratzim, especially on this day, they're able to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's something that if the Yerushalmi puts together Rosh Hashanah and Shana Rabbah as being the two landmarks, that these are the 2 days when we can reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there must be a certain teichendik shaychus between the 2 days, that both Rosh Hashanah and Hashanah Rabbah have in themselves a certain inyan that is connected to each other, similar to each other in some way. It's not just picking 2 days out of the year, and it begs to of us to understand where the yom of Tkiyah and the yom of Hashanah are both days to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And on the same inyan, in other words, with the same nekuda. You could say on a poshta, if Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the Yemei HaTshuva, Hashanah Rabbah is the end of the process, Mishmei Atzeh Zechag Bifnei Atzmoi, so it means Yoim Yoim, meaning the entire Tkufa. But Cholzeis Chazal pinpointed 2 landmarks that are similar to each other, Rosh Hashanah and Hashanah Rabbah. In the Arava is the min that is specific miyuchid for Hashanah Rabbah. Of the dalad minim, we take the Arava. We've spoken over the years the fact that the Arava is the lowliest of them and doesn't have any qualities of its own. But there are other inyanim, 2 other inyanim I want to specifically think about. The Chazal, when they list all of the inyanim of Aravas, they say it's keneged the Avis and Yosef. And how is Yosef keneged an Arava? Just like an Arava wilts first, Ma Arava is Kemisha Rishayna Kaidim. It's the first one to go. As everybody knows, Aravas you have to keep changing the set. So too Yosef is the first one to die. Some say it's keneged Imoris, so you have 4 Imoris, and Rachel was the first one to die. So it's not, it's a modern maila, it's a modern description. Arava as it is the lowest of them, fine. So you could say it's Hanover, you could say whatever. But the first one to die is, and it's Rachel and Yosef are the same line. In other words, Rachel Yosef is Rachel, the tzad of Rachel in the Shvatim is Yosef Binyamin. So there's something, and it's a mile of sorts. In other words, Keneged Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Yosef, it's not listing Yosef as Chas v'Shalom Choyte in this inyan. It's listing him as a tzad. There's something about being the first one to wilt away that's his tzad to be the fourth wheel in these inyanim of the minim of Dal minim. A different way Chazal shtalois the minim are, it says that the keneged evarim, so lulav and the lev and the shedra are the 2 very important halakim of the person. This is the structurally that's the person. Deinayim is keneged adasim, they do resemble an eye, and darava is keneged sfasayim. So, in other words, something the inyan of peh, which is not really structurally so much Chagaron. Deinayim, it could be Miramas and all the Chushim of a person. Deinayim, does Nayim, Chushamishus, Deinayim could stand in for all the Chushim that it represents, that Chelik of the person. Sfasayim is a very different type of Chelik, and Keneged that is the Arava. And if today is Yom Arava, I say that that's the Mokum where we'll find its Nekuda. So I want to go through a little bit of a Zayah. He speaks about it. Very, very, very moving Zayah. It's a little bit, there's two or three nekudas, two main nekudas that I want to, I'll read over and I'll translate. It's in Parshas Kedoshim. It's going on the pasuk of Lifnei Ivel Isite Michshol, and it's going that a person is not allowed to be machshel someone else. The Ivel Isite Michshol Kimashmoi. The pasuk stands as it stands. Vukmuha. We also learn the biman de gorim laachro lemechti. If somebody calls somebody else to do averus, not only kipshuta if you machshel somebody physically. V'chein man de mochid de beirab de gemara that if you hit an older son, so you gorim avera. V'lef the evil is hit a michshol is man de lemoti loy roa v'oiri. Those are all in yonim that Chazal say in the gemara also that these are all in yonim that you're not allowed to do because you machshel somebody else. Then he says like this: the Tanina we learned, man de ozel boirach misha beiraisa. If a person goes, so he's speaking about somebody that's not being meirah hiroah correctly. So that's the general topic. But he says, man de ozel boirach misha beiraisa. If a person learns with a yashrus, with an emes, uman de shtadl beiraisa koyos, and he's Oisik and Torah the way he should be. Isle chulka tave todel almdasi. He has a choshev chelik in olam haba. Why? Dahi milo deiraisa da apik mipumei. The words of Torah that go out of his mouth, ozlo v'shota ba'alma, they float in the world. V'sal kaleila and they go up lamala. V'kama iloyin kadishin mischabim by milo. A lot of important in yonim are misdabik to that word. Vesolka berchmisha, and it goes straight, goes up to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Visate b'tikdisha, vistachi b'nahar dalmed osi. It's yonik from the nohar, the nogiv, nafkiv me'eden, and so on. So the first part is a person who learns yashustik, emistik. So the words that he says go up in shemayim. They go up to shemayim. They float in this world, and they go up to shemayim, and they mischabed to that nohar and so on. However, Uman de loy beraisa, somebody that learns, he's oisin Torah, v'loyishtadlva b'orech kshayit, but he's not out to find the emes in Torah, or b'orech mishar, and not with a yashis to goifin. Hahu mila salka v'sati orchin. It floats and it keeps draying around. V'les man yischababu, and nothing wants to attach itself. V'kula dachin lebar, and everyone keeps pushing it out. It floats in the world and has no place. Man gorim lehai. Who was gorim that this should happen? Hahu desoti le'moirach misha, the one that crumbed it off the derech hayosha. Hahu dechsiv lifnei evil lesitem michshol. Ubegine kach ksiv esekam melakecha ani Hashem. So if you're learning, but you're not learning with an emes or with a yashrus, and the words that go out float around, don't have where to go, and that's a b'chin of the evil isite michshol. In other words, it's keilu you took someone that needs to be guided onto a path, and you guide him off the path. That's the way he's learning it. So that's one half. The second half is umandeti ufte lemali b'raisa, a person who has cheshik to be osik in Torah. But he can't find a Rebbe to teach him. He's weak and he can't find a Rebbe. But because he has such avas atayra, lo iba, he harvests in it, and he struggles, and megamgem means he stutters. It means he has half finished in yonim. He doesn't have it or his kolar. Kol milo milo salka. Every word goes up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy at those words, v'kabula, and he's mekablet, v'notalo sachrani du nachle, he plants it around a river, V'sabidu me'ilin milin iloni ravivin. And from those words, big trees come up. V'ikrun arve nochal. And these are called arve nochal. Ha'udach siv ba'avos etisket etamin. And then he finishes with David Malkom, and David HaMelech said, Hoireini Hashem darkecho, ahalich pamitecho. Show me the right way, and I'll keep going with emes. K'siv nechenu baruch mishar, and so on. That's the end of it. I mean, he speaks more barichos, but what's again in your name? I mean, it's very, very moving in Yonim. So he says here, so the Zohar Kodesh says that a person, when he learns, if the learning is yosher and emes, it goes up to Shemayim, and it gets planted along a nohar, and it produces tremendous things. If a person learns not with the rotzen to know the emes, and not with the oirich mishor, then it the words float around, don't have where to land, and the person is created helpless beings, so to speak. The words float around, don't have where to go to, and that's lifnei ivah siti michshol. And the flip side, a person who has tremendous cheshek to learn, tremendous ava, and whatever it is, there's no siyata d'shmaya to teach him, even the words that are gimgumim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu plants, and those are called the arve nochal. Those are the tremendous trees called arve nochal. One, I want to talk a little bit about this nekuden and be mazbit lefir kain a little bit. We mentioned a few times in the scheme of the types of averis people do. So the Shari Kedusha Chaim Vital divides it into four sectors, three of which are quite easy to understand. The fourth one is not easy. He speaks about Eish Mayim, Ruach, and Ofer as being the four elements. And Eish is the type of Averis that a person becomes very heated up. Gaiva, Kas, Nitzuach, Kina, etc. That's easy to the head of Moshel. You know, things that is an Eish in the person of sorts. There's Ofer, which is the heaviness. Atzlus, Marishchaira, etc. That's also very easy. When a person just, there's no spirit in him, he's just dead weight, that's offer, and that we also understand. Mayim is taiva, and most things, most inyanim of taiva, water brings lush vegetation. Mayim is always usually a mokum of chait. Water is the wellspring that feeds physical lushness. Anything that's when there's a lot of water, things grow profusely, there's a lot of tanugim and so on. That's mayim. Avir is, and we also understand these three averis as being very different sets of averis. One is laziness, inertia. One is a charoinaf, a kina, a gaiva. That's we more or less understand an overambition of a person, or however you want to describe it. And we understand the averis of taiva. Those are three areas in Kairos HaNefesh, and they're very well understood. Ruach, the side of Ruach is keneged the averis of Dibur. It's very hard to understand. I mean, the drive for Litzanis is lav dafka the same as the drive for a mean Lashon Hara. Litzanis is, he has nothing better to do, so he's letzing around the Lashon Hara. L'churef, we were to take Dibur, we would divide into different areas by motivation. What motivates a person to speak very mean things about another person? What motivates a person to speak nivul peh? This could have been taiva, this could have been kina, this could be the Lashon Hara, could be some gain or whatever it is. It doesn't seem quite right. So, I once heard, and I've saw it many times from Moshe Shapiro, the koyach of dibur in a person, and we a little bit touched on it in Yom Kippur night, is the koyach to create things with hevel piv. In other words, the yesod of averis in ruach are that a person can create a world that he would like to be. He doesn't like the fact that somebody else is chesheved than him. He'll say a few nasty remarks. and he'll put him in his place. You know, he'll you know, sort of down his reputation. He doesn't like the fact that he has to do something. He'll make a joke out of it. The koach of ruach, the yisoid of ruach, is its chet lies in the fact that the person creates a sheker. Ruach is something that's insubstantial. It's hevel pihem, so to speak. It doesn't have any mitzias. And b'meila, a person, you can create whatever you want. You can say whatever you want, and that becomes a pseudo reality. It says in the Baal Tanya brings from Sfarim that the averis, Chutz Chaim brings the averis of peh, a person, the punishment is described as kafakela. Kafakela literally means a catapult. And it's ki'ilu a mashal, you get catapulted from one end of the universe to the other end. It's a mashal for meaning that you have no makom. The pagam of cheta dibur is that the person creates things that have no mitzias, no basis, no. They're an empty bria, and they stand on nothing, like shekin or aglayim. V'meilo, that the chet, the einesh zeluma said that the person has no makom. He lives in a world of things that are bodui, and v'meilo, there's no makom, and he has no mitzias. That's the inyan of the yanim of diburim and so on. When we talk about in that gap between when a person is nisur to speak, when a person starts with koil, which is what's Rosh Hashanah, and he finishes with dibur, in that interim period is where all the pagamim of this type can happen. The pagam of dibur, of ruach, happens in the space between the seiris of the koil. The koil we once spoke about is never, it's very hard to be mezayif a koil. And diburim is fast second, lashon remiyo, has a very, very strong ability to create words and so on and so forth. So in the interim between the two is where that pagam is chal. The Maral says, other Rishonim say also about Adam Zaymim, that Kashe Zomam is only Chal Kol Oidetz in the world of Dibur. Once it's the world of Maisa, we don't give them the Einish. The simple explanation, or on the simple level of the same explanation, is that if it happened, the Rishonim say, so Vaistais was Me Hashem, and it should have happened, and so on and so forth. A little bit deeper, what they're saying on a little bit deeper level means there is no Dvarim Betalim in the world of Maisa. If something happened, it happened, and it has a Metzias. In the world of Diburim, it's possible to have Dvarim Betalim. A complete lie is Shayach when it is still in the stage of Diburim. So the unique chait of Kashe Zomam is Shayach only in the world of Dibur. Once it became a Maisa, Mashem Oisa Adavar, and it's already not, it doesn't have that element where you can reverse it on the person and be minishim with it. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that until Oshayna Rabba, it says that the Malachim go out with Piskois into the Olam HaMaisa to enact the Gzeiris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that means from Rosh Hashanah, when it's Yichaseivun, Yichaseimun, until the Lashon that the Zohar says is, that's when the Lashon Hara becomes bottle and the Ketrugim become bottle. It's an amazing thing. In other words, even if Chas V'Sholom, the Petek is not good or whatever it is, but the ability to keep being Mekatrik stops. The Olam Adibo finishes with Hoshana Rabba, with the Chesim of Hoshana Rabba. Until that time, there's always this, there could be an Ali Lashav, there could be Moitzah Shemra, there could be Lashon Hara Klai Sol, there could be different Ifanim of Dvorim, or Stam Dvorim Betalim. But once there's a Chesima and things become a Maisa, it no longer has in itself the ability to be twisted or to be turned around or whatever it is. That's the way the Zohar explains it. I want to come back to our Zohar and explain that Nakuda here. He's saying that there's a special HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Divrei Torah even. There's the Hisoiris towards Divrei Torah, and there's the Oisfer into Diburim. There's a special pagam when a person says Divrei Torah that are empty. In other words, the Divrei Torah themselves, the Diburim, are not, they're not Ba'erich Mishar, they're not straight from the person's, this is the way I understood it, this is the way I inherit. This is, the person says words, and it's in both ways. Either it's not Eiske Halten with the Das, or he doesn't think of it in Lamaisa. You know, the Dvarim have a characteristic of not being words of substance. Then those words are helpless words. They make sense. They're kind of, it says Mandeloi Beraisa. A person's learning and he's harving and he's saying svaris and shatim and this and that. But they're not real. They're not of substance. So that's a terrible pgam. That pgam is a very big pgam of Lufa'iva. But then the Zohar says there's a plus side to this mahalach. And this is the nekuda that of Oshayna Rabbah on the Tzara Toiv. It's just like we said that a person, a normal dibur, goes through a mahalach of seichel, and a person fears the race with diburim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made another connection. And that connection is from the koyach haratzon of a person to the koyach to the final koyach hadiburim. It says in Chazal, very famous Chazal in Shiashirim, it says v'diglo elai ahavosoi, Kadosh Baruch Hu bestowed his love on me, displayed his love for me. So Chazal darshan it v'dilugoi aleinu bi'ava. We meramez it in the Hinei Ani Mimas, that is, dilugoi should be ba'ava, and dilugoi means to skip. So Chazal say when a chazan gets up there and he's not a terribly good chazan and he says oyafti instead of ahafti lenimtza mechorev megodif ella Kadosh Baruch Hu's ahavei v'diluga lei be'ava. In other words, if the person wanted to say what's right, the words that come out are mitzarif to his rotzen panimi, even if it didn't come out that way. They get the substance of his rotzen, even if through mahalchis seichel and chituch hadibur it didn't come out. It's an extraordinary maton of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this fasayim a koyach that they can bring out the emes, even if in the world of sfasayim it didn't get it right. On the one hand, if a person's sfasayim say things that are not nechoiches, not emes, if his rotzen wasn't for emes, then they're puzzle and they have no makum. On the other hand, if the person said things that in the way he said it, it's not, but the person's rotzen was because Rechumi Daraisa, his Avos HaTorah is desperately trying to get the meaning of it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings it out in the words. So it's an extraordinary divergence in the Tzadara and Tzadara Tov. Tzadara is if there's no Chibur, it's worthless, and Tzadara Tov says we can make the Chibur to the Imek of a person's Rotzen, and then the words become meaningful. The Baal Tanya says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarev Machshav Lemaisa. So he says like this. He says a person can control the thoughts that he has. A person can control the actions. Feelings, some people are full of emotions and they're very easily turned on. Some people are cold. That's their nature. And even if they're thinking about the Godless Hashem, everything and so on and so forth, and they're doing the right things, it doesn't actually, they don't turn on emotionally. So Rabbi Tanya says that Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarev Machshav LeMaisa means that he attaches the two, even if it didn't go through emotions, because it's not really under a person's control. I think this is even deeper nekuda. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzarev the person's seichel didn't work out the words, and the person's fasayim didn't work it out. But since it was nimshach, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mamshichit from his rotzen pnimi, and the words come out as they should. That's, I think, the oimek of what he says over here. That chelik is called arve nochal, the tree that grows from words that were said with tremendous rotzen for toiv, but the words themselves maybe didn't carry it, is that? I was thinking once, it's very modern, it's the only mitzvah kemat, certainly the only mitzvah that we say it with such a same yichud. It's called minig neviim, yisoid neviim. I mean, the Gemara says that neviim can't be misakin anything. So the Gemara says over here that it was Ochem Meshav Sinai, and we forgot it, and neviim brought it back. But it stands by us as yisoid neviim. If you take a look at the Yeratzins, we say it's alidei the neviim. It's a very unusual inyan. Chachamim can misakin in yonim, and there's the Raisa. Neviim be'etzim can't be misakin any in yonim. But this is called, so it's called Minig Neviim or Yisoid Neviim, because Be'etzim is a Chokhmah Shav Sinai, and they were Chazav, it's a Pchina of Shochem v'Chazav Yostam. I was thinking, a Navi is called Miloshen Nivs Vasayim. Neviim are what the mouth is to a person, a Navi is to Akadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. He's the Pchina's Vasayim, it's where the words come in. It, the Koyach of Vashayna is that the Sofa can bring in the toichen. If it's mechuba to the pnim, what comes out in the sof is emes. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had said, Aravis, we forgot it. The Navi spoke it. So we're mesiachis it, not like by Unkelus it says, Unkelus was Shochem Chazav Yostam. We don't call it Minig Neviim, it's Tarim Unkelus, but it's not Minig Neviim, it's the Reisa. Here the pshat is, it is the Reisa. But it's minog neviim. It came to us through neviim. A pchina, like it says, you find in Chazal, kishkog yoritzem pi ashalit. It's hoyel ve'omroi, hoyel ve'yotzem mipiv, hoyel ve'nafke mipiv. Since he said it in such oifen, we're going to keep that loch in such oifen. He said dag with a beitza, we'll keep it dag beitza. Silka. They were meyaches a tremendous chshivas to the moitzi piv, because when the person's mechuba, the moitzi piv brings it out. So after we've gone, the yoim yoim starts from the sheirish and goes all the way to the end. It starts with koil, which is the teichen of a person's diburim. It stretches until the yoim of the suffer of diburim. It's not just that it's a day when we have a Messiah of being mispallel a lot. Very rarely on Yontif do you have tefillahs. I mean, Shonin Kippur you have tefillahs, but on Shol Shogolim you have a whole day of tefillahs for Nyonim that are chutz, bakoshes, and so on. Even though we need it in Pesach, we need it on Shavuos, but the Messiah of the Kleisol has is it's a Yom of Diburim, because that's when the tikkun of the Sofer is. It works both ways. The first half of the Zohar HaKadosh, that a person has a chiyuv, that what he says is oisgehalten, it's al derech shel emes, that a person doesn't say diburim that don't have any backing to it. In every sense, I don't just mean that it's not oisgehalten well in the sugya. It means the person's not thinking, doesn't be emes mean it, the person's not holding by doing it, the person is stump playing with it. There are a lot of ifanim where one can empty that out. The mile of Yosef that they wilted first, Yosef and Rachel, we asked what's the Indian that they wilted first. The Torah says in Arava, because an Arava needs to be mechubah to the Sheirish, an Esrik has its water within itself. It can last a while. It's a grown tree, can last a while without water. Same Hadassim, same Lulav. They're in dry climates, Betzim. An Arava, if the minute he's cut off from the Makor, he's dead. It's a Mila. In other words, Yosef lives as long as the brothers live. He can't outlive brothers of his. Rachel can't outlive Yaakov. She can't. Dying early is a Kamisha, because it's Kol Kulay has to be Dovak to the Chayim. Those Arve Nochal are something that are that come from the Makor and they come from the Sheirish, and don't tolerate any distance between the two. Hashanah Rabbah night is the it's David Amelech's Ushpizin. David Amelech was Miyasid Tilim, which he was Mispalo Takarish Baruch Hu, that a Yid who says Tilim should be Nechshav, like he's learning the Goyim and Aholis. So everybody says Reb Chaim Volozhin that he doesn't know if it was answered. It's wrong. It's it, Reb Chaim Volozhin means that a yid that can sit the harva of a holom in the goyim, holos in the goyim, and he's not doing it, and his tilum is a way out. Certainly, tilum is not an expression of ruchuma deraisa. It's pashut. But a yid who doesn't have that ability, the time didn't give him his kishonis to give him, so on and so forth. David HaMelech was misakin something that diburim, that even if they said begimgum, a tehillim yid in klal Yisrael. We don't have a picture of it. Some of it because of Taiv. The picture of a simple yid who wasn't zeicher to learn more than Aleph Beis. Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael, we either have people. I mean, Baruch Hashem, everybody's either zeicher to learn or doesn't, or is completely gone. But a yid who was only zeicher to learn simple Aleph Beis, and he can barely say the words and barely understand it, but he puts in his neshama in it, crying over it. That was David HaMelech's gift to Klal Yisrael, the ability to that somebody who was that like the Zohar HaKadosh says, somebody who's kol kuloi, he's malid araisa, and he wants to learn and he has nobody to teach him, but he struggles with it and struggles and says the words. Those gimgumim HaKadosh Baruch Hu's noteya and makes into Nachle Arava. It's extraordinary how Chazal buried small, big things in small areas. It says that there was a shaila what to do on Shabbos. That Stukim held on Shabbos. That Stukim held on Shabbos. You don't take the Arava. So they hid it. So they kept it in the Azara, and the Stukim came and hid it. So Chazal said there was an Amoritz who noticed it, and he brought it to, and he told everybody where it is, that it's sitting on the racks, and they took it. I mean, well, Hayyam Haaretz. So he could have said that there was somebody. I mean, it's Chazal said Arava is the matana of Amoratzim to Klal Yisrael. The koyach of that sofer, that's the matana of Amoritz to Klal Yisrael. It's extraordinary. Chazal in one small lashon gave us one megala a matmin to us. It's Al Kaponim. We have two areas to work in. One area is the first part of the Zohar says that whatever chelik of Torah that we have, whatever chelik that we are zocha to have, then a person then we have a chiyuv to make sure that there are no empty words, that our learning is focused on understanding the emes, knowing the emes, and that the words are not empty words, that they don't float around homeless because they've got no place to go to. They're just ungehacked words, and that's it. And I mean it in all I find it. And the second half is that in those chalakim of Torah, or that those chalakim that were not seicha, but if a person desperately wants to, even if the person is megangum the words, if this he can do, there's a special HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is paid the Klal Yisrael's words. There's a special chvivas of the words of the people that the emes struggle to that they want not emes. And that becomes the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a special chibah from the rotzim to the diburim. And those words, daravas dechetimtsa, that those words become also ilana ravasa. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chadi with them because the person wanted to, and even if what came out was much less than what he wanted to, but they have the chvivas of Ilana Ravrava, just like those words that came out kitikuna. Thank you.